Happy 4th of July, everybody out there in Podzilla Land. Shannon Young here with you on the special Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man with five guests, all of varying levels of stars.
You got the 1-Star Man right here.
No, I'm the 100-Star Man. I'm 100 stars, a couple of secret stars, the Irish Daddy down at the end of the table. The 5-Star Man, the star of this whole thing, Ace of Gray.
When you say you're 100 stars, my 5-star sounds just terrible.
But it's 100. It's
like,
it's 100 tiny stars.
If it's 100 mini stars.
If it's 100 star scale, then I'm just I need to drop out.
It's 100 mini stars. Your stars are much higher than mine. Lindsey Wolfgang's also here tonight for the first time ever on a Tuesday show.
That's not true.
Never mind. Hold on. Breaking news.
Fake news.
I'm getting a report that this is not the first time she's been on Tuesday. When were you on Tuesday?
Before it became this.
Okay, so this is your first time on Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man.
I don't think that's true either, because I want to say there was an episode where me and Lindsey were on, and I think...
It was the election night, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but...
I was...
No, yeah, Allie was on that one.
Were you on that?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
I could have sworn Lindsey was here for that night, but whatever.
But I think there was one where, like, I want to say... That Allie and Asa were both gone, and me and Lindsey were here instead for a Mr. 100.
I can't imagine a night where Allie and Asa are both gone.
Unless it was the week I was in New York.
That may have been it.
I don't know. But those voices you hear, also, Allie Hebert is here, of course.
Hello.
Sort of. She has a headache. I told her to go home. She's like, I have a headache. She looked miserable. I'm like, well, just go home. She's like, but the show... Like, you're really not missing much. Like, nobody's missing anything. Also here tonight with us, very special, our Sunday host, Soup himself, Jesse Campbell.
I'm so sorry.
I don't want that to stick.
And it won't.
It will. I've already got the t-shirts being made right now.
No, you don't.
And they're only $40 on Redbubble.
Yes, you can afford one for the low price of too much.
The low price of too much.
I hope Hunter's listening to this, I know he is. Went back and listened to the first episode of Nerd Up, and Hunter, I want you to go back and listen to that because I'm almost positive. I listened to it 3 times, but I'm pretty sure you introduced Jesse as Jesse Campbell. And if you did, I thank you, because that's going to be the nickname that sticks with him. Soup. And here's why.
No.
Because thick and hearty, and he goes down smooth.
I don't like any of that. Like, none of it.
Reminder, this is the Tuesday show still.
I'm talking about soup. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He hasn't said anything bad.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July. If you're listening to this tonight on the 4th of July, why? I don't know. You know, like, I don't even know why we're
because
here.
Because you know the truth about fireworks. They're lame as hell.
That's not true.
No, they kind of are.
I love fireworks.
I mean, I used to love fireworks too, but as I got older, I realized now that they're just like, really loud. Maybe it was because before I used to live
they're
in the country.
They're really expensive explosions.
Yeah, but they're not even that good of explosions. Unless you get the good stuff, and then who can afford that?
I got a pretty good amount of, like, solid explosions. Explosives. That should make some solid explosions for, like, $45.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe as you get older, maybe you just lose your enthusiasm for the 4th of July. And just holidays in general.
Yep.
I think for me it's more like... It's super fun when you're drinking and playing with fireworks.
Oh, no.
But now that
I have not had to make a hospital run yet since I moved out this way. I don't want to have to make any hospital
runs. Oh, I haven't
runs.
Either.
But we don't drink.
But yeah, but like now that I don't really drink anymore, I'm just like, eh. And my neighbors.
Who do drink.
Who do and do so much other things.
Yeah.
They love to be playing with those firecrackers at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that kind of gets old.
So I'm just, that kind of is just like, the old man Asa has really kind of taken grasp when it comes to... To that
fireworks,
like, Roman candles, the Saturn missiles, and then the weird like pill shaped things, but they have the curved wings, and
I don't know that one.
They just like spin and then will lift off flowers. And like show yeah, and they just like shoot sparks. It's like a circle thing of sparks that just like raises into the air.
I like the Saturn missiles. The Saturn missiles and artillery shells are the only things I really like to fire. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I like to fire the Saturn missiles because that was my dad's favorite. So, like, literally, I would get the giant block of them, and because we used to do fireworks, quote-unquote, shows where I used to live out in the country in Mound City, Illinois, but it was nothing special. But, yeah, my dad, he loved those, and that and artillery shells were a lot of fun, but nowadays, like, you can't, I don't know, it's just not as fun, because everyone else is doing it the entire week leading up to the 4th of July.
And the week after.
Yeah, so you're sitting there on, like, June 30th, and you're hearing fireworks popping off, and in Cape, especially... sometimes that can be a scary thing.
Oh yeah, no, it's the Cape, it's everyone, it's Cape Girardeau's favorite game show.
Yeah.
Is that fireworks or gunshots?
Yeah. And so far I think it's been fireworks, but you know, the trend could turn at any moment. But yeah, I'm just not into fireworks like I used to be. I want to see the big display. They have it like AC, the arena.
I see. And
riverfront now.
Yeah, it's up the river.
That's not what old, drunk guy told us. Dollar General.
I feel like there aren't many things that he can say that you can really take seriously. Just throwing that out there.
I do like that though, because they're so loud that they frighten you. It's that, because I had it on video a couple years ago. We went to the one at the arena building. And, there were these ones that shot that it was go like, dunk. And then 3 seconds later, boom. And it sounded like freaking
there was the
bombs.
It was the sound of them like being shot off and then the sound of them explode, like the payload.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't just shoot Roman candles at nothing anymore.
And I like those, but I would so much rather be like when my great grandma was alive, and they had the fireworks at the riverfront, we would go to her house because her house, you have this great view of like the bridge and the river. So we would just go to her place and barbecue and watch the fireworks from there.
Yeah.
Don't have to deal with any of the people, the traffic, the parking. Like, it was amazing.
And see, that's why I really wish they still did it at the arena building. Because my buddy Ben Martin, shout out to Ben, he and I used to live in an apartment near Arena Park.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he still lives there. And you can just literally take some chairs out to the street in front of the house.
Yep.
And watch the arena fireworks display.
Because we did.
And we had our 4th of July duck.
We did have the 4th of July duck, yeah.
There was, I don't know what the sound was bouncing off of nearby, but there was just something.
Something duck-like.
Every time a firework went off, like it quacked like a duck. It was really funny.
No. I'm shutting that down now.
Thank you, Asa.
Damn it.
No.
I saw the look in his eye as soon as Jesse said that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the twinkle in yours.
Oh, I want to sing it so
gonna
bad.
Gonna extinguish that. You're totally derailed.
I am, because I'm thinking of the damn song now.
The only words in your head you cannot say into the microphone.
I can't say duck or quack like a.
Nope. Sure can't.
So anyway, it was really fun because we would get together at my apartment and, well, Ben's rather. We would grill. We would watch the fireworks display. We'd have a good time. But now, you know, it's at the riverfront, which, I mean, it's convenient
for
more people.
Anywhere else, you know, we could just step outside and watch it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to step outside on Broadway on the 4th of July at night.
No, Broadway's fine.
With explosions. You say that.
And like, William, you'd have more trouble on. Like, Far East William Street.
If there's a street in your town called Martin Luther King Boulevard or Drive, don't go there at night.
I mean,
doesn't matter where it is. I don't know if Dalton's laughing at me or what's on TV.
Who knows?
Yes.
But we can't wait for an answer because that's just dead air.
Dalton Anthony's behind us, by the way. He didn't want to be on the show tonight. I said, hey, Marco might show up, and he was like, ugh. And he just sat over there watching SmackDown instead.
What a dum-dum.
There's no chance of Marco showing up.
I wish.
We used to grill. I've told that story before. We used to grill for 4th of July, and my dad would cook the burgers at like 9 in the morning, and then we'd eat them at 7 in the evening. And they would just sit out on the grill all day.
Salmonella special.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
It wasn't that good. But
that's some Steak and Shake level. Food safety there.
Shout out to Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
They got a shout out from the health department.
the health department sent them their own special shout out.
I was about to say, I was wondering if you guys had heard that the other day.
I heard it from like 4 different people.
I mean, to be fair, I don't like Steak and Shake to begin with.
I mean,
so.
I'm glad I haven't been to the Cape one in a decade.
Yeah, because like I have heard that other Steak and Shakes, like there exist really good Steak and Shakes out there.
I've heard the rumor.
I mean, it's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
Steaks and milkshakes.
And my boss has talked about, like, there's a couple in, like, the St. Louis area that actually do have, like, you know, the burgers are crispy, like, they're thin and delicious, and everything is just really clean and awesome. I've never experienced that.
Me either.
So it's just legend to me.
I mean, we had Steak and Shake with Billy and Sarah and Tony Flood and Alexa and Roger and his wife. I don't remember her name. I apologize for that.
Celeste.
And I always thought that Steak and Shake was okay, but I never really thought they were as dirty. But apparently the one in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 63701, Steak and Shake, is apparently so filthy that they might shut it down next time if they don't fix it.
I think they temporarily shut it down. like they had to shut it down to fix some of the more glaring health violations.
Close like roaches, like we're talking about mice droppings near the food areas.
Mold in the milk, the things that hold the milk for the shakes.
The cleaning utensils just like out in the open and like dirty water and stuff like that. Yeah,
they weren't storing like the food properly. Apparently there was like raw chicken being stored at 60 degrees.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
That's
that'll
pretty
kill
bad.
Someone.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard horror stories from that Steak and Shake before, because one of our Lindsay and I's coworkers from Stephen Berry's used to work at Steak and Shake, and he always told us, like, you don't want to eat there. I can tell you horror stories, but I'm always like, no, I don't want to hear the horror stories because I enjoy going to those places. Mm-hmm. I'm sure any food place, if someone works there, they could probably tell you things that make you not want to go there.
Yeah.
Well, if they work at a bad one, the one that I work at, I will eat there happily. There are,
happily.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have friends who work at Outback. Like, that love to, like, they will go to Outback regularly.
Oh, yeah, because that's a classy joint.
Because, I mean, it's not even that, it's just it's run well, and, like, it's maintained well. And that's all it is as long as you can maintain your kitchen properly, you will have none of these issues. But if your management doesn't care, then your staff has no reason to care, then it's just a downward spiral of food safety.
Or in the one that I worked at, that the owner was just a cheapskate and wouldn't fix things properly.
Lindsay worked at a restaurant in a airport, right?
Yep. It was just a little local one, family-run thing, and, like, our coolers were breaking down constantly. It was gross. Anytime anyone's like, oh, let's go eat this place, I'm like, no, just don't.
Don't do that.
Just don't.
Well, I never ate there.
We tried to keep it as clean as possible, but when your equipment doesn't work,
I'm surprised.
Only so much you can do.
I'm surprised Stevie Steak Burgers doesn't. I don't know. Every time I see Stevie Steak Burgers, I just think, that place looks low-class. Like, that place looks like it has some health issues.
It's like the food equivalent of a dive bar.
Right. Every time but it's open 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
The people that work there are generally terrible. And it just doesn't seem like it would be clean. But I've never heard any health department issues about it. So, I don't know. I feel like places like that are kind of what make America great. You know? On this 4th of July.
The greasy spoon.
The greasy
diner.
The places
thing.
Where they, you know, you say, I'm sorry, my glass isn't clean enough, and they spit in it and wipe it out with their shirt and give it back to you. Like, that's a part of Americana. Really. Al, you've been very quiet about all this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have much of an input.
Well, do you like Steak and Shake?
I mean, I don't dislike Steak and Shake. I'm not going back at this point, but.
Do you like grease?
I don't just drink grease. That's not something I do.
What are your thoughts on lard?
What are your thoughts on lard?
They make it great.
What do you even know what you use lard for?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay.
What do you use lard for?
It's basically what shortening is. Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of shortening.
I get it.
Did you get it? When I summoned you all here to the table, under the pretense of doing a show, I didn't really know what we would talk about, because we don't really have a topic. I didn't research anything up until we did the show. I didn't even know if we were going to do one. This one's really out there just for people that like us and want to listen to us ramble, because that's all it is. I kind of wanted to talk about things we love about America, because right now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but America's kind of going through something. Like, it's not a good relationship we have right now. So I thought maybe if we talked about some of the things that we enjoy about America, then we can inspire other people who are listening who might be, you know, in that same boat as us, thinking, well, America kind of sucks right now. And we can tell them, no, these are the good parts about America. And then I couldn't think of any. And you can't think of any. Or at least nobody came with any prepared statements, did they?
I mean, I didn't prepare anything because I didn't think we were doing that. But, I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff still.
Well, because I didn't want to just complain. Like, it would be so easy for us to do a show to complain about what's wrong with America right now.
Because we can still do this show and complain about how terrible things are without the police coming to arrest us.
Oh, that's true. I saw a video today that Rachel Long had posted about a girl from North Korea who was freed, who got out, and she was talking about how terrible it is in North Korea. They only have one TV channel. They have no internet. They're not allowed to speak out against their leader. They can't. They're just stuck in this horrible situation. And it's times like that that when people talk about how awful America is, like, oh, it's the worst country. This place sucks.
No.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we have problems, but I mean, it's a lot better than in other countries.
No, yeah, like, it's one of those things where, like, patriotism shouldn't just be blind. Like, you shouldn't just. You should complain about the stuff that is wrong, because there is a lot wrong, but to just turn a blind eye and be like, no, this is the worst thing ever. Like, that's just silly.
That's really silly.
For the most part, we can, you know, go where we want in town and not worry about being robbed and murdered. We can,
unless you go to certain parts of town.
We can go
like Brazil.
I'd never
go to Brazil.
But there are certain countries where that's any part of the country.
Yeah.
You're just in constant danger. We can go home and we pretty consistently are going to have electricity.
Food
like,
is readily
available. Mm-hmm. Like with rare exceptions like friggin' Flint, Michigan, which is just flat out infuriating. Like we have access to water without having to like go and gather it ourselves.
And that's just the basics of
right, that good people South take America. For granted because that not everywhere has that.
Right. They don't see past their own yard.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how terrible the world. The world is terrible. The world is a terrible, terrible place. I go to Live Leak. I go to CNN constantly. I go to MSNBC. I check all the news channels. I always update myself on how terrible the world is, and it really makes me appreciate how good America is. Even with Trump in office, who we disagree with strongly, and I think is a failed politician, and I know that's a bold statement to make, Jesse.
Bold stance.
But it's still an amazing country compared to other places, and I am so glad to live in America. I really, really am. Well, we have problems, but every country has problems. There's no perfect country.
I don't know. Switzerland seems like they have their stuff together.
They have good cocoa right here. That's why I'd go. I'd like to go to Alaska. That sounds like a good country.
This was something I wanted to ask you guys for, like, just the group in general, but I keep forgetting about it. I was at Target last week. And one of their end cap things with like 4th of July stuff, it was a bunch of American flag themed memorabilia. And one of them was a football. And now it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you can make the argument that like, well, the flag is not supposed to be worn as clothing.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean like flag imprinted shirts and stuff like that. But, you know, you definitely don't take an American flag and use it as
right.
like a toga or something because that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is putting, and it wasn't just like a football that had a flag on it.
It was flag
the
print.
Entire football was the flag. How is it considered not disrespectful?
To throw that thing on the ground?
To kick it and just toss it around and drop it and spike it into the mud. And like, that just seems, maybe I'm just like, and don't get me wrong, like flag burning, I think is a valid form of protest. Like, I'm not someone who holds the flag in like crazy high regard. Like, there are certain people who do, and that's fine.
Bill Dotrieve.
But even me, like, I'm just kind of like, that doesn't seem like, so that's what you want. That's like,
are you saying you think it's not worse, but a little more odd that the flag, like, I'm trying to understand.
It's being marketed to the people who, yeah,
love the flag.
America. They love the flag. And like someone who would be upset if they saw a protester burning the American flag.
Right.
But it seems weird for them to want to go out and then buy a product that is solely used for
dirt
a
and
rough
kicking.
Yeah, a rough sport.
Well, go ahead, Allie. I'm sorry.
I think you're thinking about it completely different than what they would, because football in
America.
Those people's minds is American.
Oh yeah,
it's very much the, like, other than baseball, which was America's pastime, football is what everyone typically does.
American football is so popular they stole the name from an even popular sport.
Yeah.
In everywhere but America.
And
yeah.
It's not like the football was actually wrapped in an actual flag, so
that you know of.
I'm pretty certain. So to me it doesn't seem
I mean, it
much
was just leather.
Different than a shirt that had the American flag printed on it.
Or what about like a beer can wrapped in the flag or something like
see,
that?
See, but
know?
Even stuff like, I mean, like that I also don't really like because that's just something you're meant to throw away.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, like once you finish your beer, like, yeah, that just gets tossed away. Like clothing, I understand because clothing, it may get dirty, but you wash it.
It's
like
a statement.
Yeah, that's a way for you to express,
right.
you know, your pride. And I get it's not something that I particularly will do, but I understand why people do it. But with the football, there's like, unless you're buying it and you're like an inbox collector.
In the glass case.
Yeah, and you keep in like that, okay. But when you're just like actively, I don't know. It feels weird.
I feel like the
but
flag.
But maybe I'm just way overanalyzing it.
I feel like the flag
I've
at
honestly
this point,
never thought about it that way.
It's like Santa Claus to me, the American flag. It's kind of like dead symbolism in a way. Like
I don't think it's dead.
Well, the flag represents America, but the flag is so, I don't want to say cliched, but it's so overdone. It's whatever you want to say, but it's like, to me, the flag doesn't even represent America like the ideals and the culture and stuff like that, it's just a flag to me now. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like any
other. It's just
been
like
flag.
Overused.
Yeah, it's just like if I saw.
You're kind of desensitized to it.
I am. If I saw the Mexican flag being burned, or if I saw any flag being burned, I would just be like, it's a flag being burned. I don't care. And maybe that speaks against my patriotism. I don't know. But like, if I saw somebody burning a flag, or if I saw somebody like kicking a flag, I wouldn't feel obligated to go over there and like punch them and say, you can't do that to Old Glory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a flag to me. To me, the flag doesn't represent this country. It's the people that represent the country.
Yeah. But I mean, but there are a lot of people who are respectful to the flag. And that's where my disconnect comes from.
And why would they be okay with it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, that just seems.
Well, have you noticed that to me, the people that are most patriotic, like the hardcore patriotic people, are also the worst people in America. Am I off on that?
I mean, that's a way overgeneralization.
You know what I mean.
There are people who take like their patriotism to an extreme.
That their patriotism means that, you know, gays need to get out or that Muslims need to get out.
But I mean, but
stuff like that.
But I mean, but to say like that, that's the only people who are super patriotic is just untrue.
I haven't seen that many people that are patriotic in general anymore. I really haven't. Like, I twist them around in my head and they don't come out the way I want them to. So if I get this wrong, forgive me, but I don't see the same level of patriotism, like honest patriotism, as I did. You know, I remember after 9/11, the swelling of patriotism that came from everybody after 9/11 and how everybody worked together and everybody was Americans and stuff like that. Like now you hear people throw around, I'm an American, I love America and stuff like that, but it doesn't feel genuine. It just feels it's a party line at this point.
It's straight up because after 9/11 there was a common enemy that united everybody.
Yeah.
And we're at a point where, like, aside from like the Civil War, like this is the most divided the country's ever been.
Yeah.
And it's
depends on who you watch.
No, I mean, like, I don't think there's anyone that would make the argument that the country's not divided. Like, I mean, there are people who will frame it like it's an attack on one side. Both sides will frame it as an attack on their side, which is stupid, and it's I hate it. Mm-hmm. But and so you don't really have people proud to be an American.
They're proud to be a Republican or a Democrat.
They're proud to be on the left, on the right.
A Dixiecrat.
Yeah, like they want to be. You know, they're proud to be what they are, and then they kind of consider the other side as the enemy, and they're not the real Americans.
And we have so many common enemies too that we could band together against. North Korea. Terrible place. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if anyone ever needs help or to be freed, North Korea is one of them. ISIS is still a threat. I mean, there's so many things that we could band together against, and at the same time, we're still just at each other's throats. And
yeah, I mean, and there's stuff in like, and I think there's more important things like domestically that we need to worry about and take care of before we start being, you know, Team America World Police again.
I feel like America gets off on being that, though. Like, we're so proud of being ones that run the world. Because I keep hearing people on TV say that the President of the United States is the most powerful person in the world.
No.
And I always go, that's not true. He's the most powerful person in America, maybe. Sort of, but well, it's definitely not the world.
It's because America is, like, for the longest time, was kind of like a global leader.
We're the
beacon. I mean, there's the UN, and, like, yeah, it's kind of like America's the beacon, and so the leader of, there's a reason he's known as the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, well, you're the president of America, and America is what everyone kind of wants to aspire to be. But like I said, there's just so much that we should fix for ourselves before. It's that remove your own splinter before getting the.
You can't take a speck of dirt out of your eye when there's a plank in your own.
That one. Words are hard.
How did you get a plank in your eye?
This is the second time.
Like, I don't get that. If you have a plank in your damn eye, you need to go to the doctor. Why would you be worried about where do you get a plank in your eye?
You know what this means.
You're Johnny from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
You don't.
It's plank.
I don't know where
Johnny
plank is.
2x4.
I say Lindsay legitimately has a board.
I think
board
plank
called,
got mailed to Megan in Japan last time.
That's cute.
Yeah, you had a plank?
Wait, my dad was building a new garage my senior year, my like final year of college, mm-hmm. and we found like just the right size, like extra leftover piece. And we painted it up like plank because three of us dressed up as like female versions of Ed, Edd n Eddy for Halloween.
Nice.
And then one of them wanted to carry plank around, and we ship plank back and forth to everybody now and take pictures of them at different places. Ariel and Haley went to Europe and they took pictures of plank at the Leaning Tower of Pisa and a bunch of other places.
That's neat. When you said plank, I was kind of like, I really hope they made their own and it wasn't just like a, Like, no. Not that there would be something wrong. Yeah. Like, if I went to Toys R Us and they're like, hey, buy a plank.
No, we made him.
That's the thing I would have to, like, talk myself out of getting.
A plank from Toys R Us?
Like, if it's, like, an official Ed, Edd n Eddy plank, like, collectible thing.
So I'm going to go out on a limit and say that I'm the only one here that doesn't like Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever my family moved here, my parents talked to me and my brother about, like, what house we wanted to get, because we looked at a whole bunch, and they narrowed it down between two, and they're asking for our input. And I couldn't decide, and Calvin just looked at me and goes, this one's in a cul-de-sac, like Ed, Edd n Eddy. And I was like, that one. And we moved into that house.
When you said female versions of Ed, Edd n Eddy, I was like, the Kanker Sisters?
No, it was Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That was their names. Yes. Shannon looked appalled.
Uh-huh.
I'm not used to being the one on the show that doesn't get the references. I'm the fat comic book nerd guy. I don't like going places where I'm not dispensing
them. That's
because
when that came out, you
were
in hardcore news mode.
What, Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yes.
I've been in hardcore news mode since I was like 15.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. I missed a lot of stuff. When the Disney afternoon ended, so did my childhood.
I missed the
I was basically a young Republican at that point.
The one problem with Ed, Edd n Eddy for me was it ruined Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
Because they had these giant, like, bowling ball-sized candies that they would, like, try to con each other, like, and con the other kids so they could get quarters to go buy Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks awesome. I want a Jawbreaker.
Yeah, they're like, meh.
And then I go to the candy store, and it's like, oh, Jawbreakers for a quarter. And they're like, a marble. And not even, like, one of the big ones, the breakers. Just like, little baby. I'm like, no, I want the ones from TV.
You showed him a picture of the one from Ed, Edd n Eddy. I want this one.
Oh, that's going to cost a lot more than a quarter, kid.
It's like, they don't even make those.
I don't even know what's the point of a Jawbreaker. I never had one.
It's just
hard candy to suck on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't bite them is the thing.
Because like, they break your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the...
I saw the movie Jawbreakers with Rebecca Gayhart and others.
I enjoy that movie.
I'm having the weirdest deja vu because I had this like exact conversation at work like 3 months ago where someone was like, wait, why are you talking about Jawbreakers? That movie was messed up. And I was like, no, I'm not talking about that one.
I can't.
It was a little weird though. I don't remember anything about it other than Rebecca Gayhart and someone choked on a Jawbreaker.
It was a joke. They kidnapped her on her birthday and gagged her with a Jawbreaker and it wedged itself in the throat. And then they had to fake it so that, like, oh no, we didn't kill her. We just found her this way.
Because
they tried to frame someone to make it seem like that she got raped and murdered while her parents were gone. And
hilarity ensued.
I think they put the Jawbreaker in her mouth and then, like, duct taped her. And then, like, threw her in the trunk. And then, whenever they got to wherever they were taking her,
it was in her throat.
She was dead.
That reminds me of that movie I watched. I think you watched it with me, Allie. What was it called?
Heathers.
Heathers.
Heathers was 80s, Jawbreakers was 90s.
Oh, Heathers was so weird. Wait, was that the one with Christian Slater?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the edgelord Columbine wannabe dude?
Yep. Before that was popular.
Before Columbine? Yeah. Like,
who blew himself up in the end for no reason?
No reason.
As Winona Ryder just kind of watched and smiled and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird, weird, weird movie. You ever seen Heathers, Jesse? Welcome back,
by the way. I have not. No, thanks.
I just watched that not too long ago.
I mean, it's not a great movie, but it's kind of a classic in the same sense that, like, the John Hughes movies are classics. They're not very good, but...
I like my John Hughes movies.
I know. I just said that.
I just rewatched
that's
Pretty
America
in Pink
right
the other
there.
Day.
John Hughes.
I was on a big Christian Slater kick for a minute because he was in Archer. And then also Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Which I still haven't seen the second season, but I want to real bad.
Yeah, so I grew up during the era of Christian Slater being, like, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a hot commodity, because he did, he was in Robin Hood as Will Scarlet. That was kind of cool. Don't look at me like that. He was in it.
I mean, I believe
it. Yeah. He was also in Broken Arrow.
It's just weird.
Which tricked me into thinking was a good movie.
Was it the sequel to Robin Hood? It's weird. It's weird to hear talking about old movies and like say Robin Hood and not have it followed with Men in Tights.
Yeah, no, this was the parody. I mean, Men in Tights. I'm pretty sure was the parody because it came out because this was the Kevin Costner version, which was the worst Robin Hood.
Yeah,
actually, never seen that movie because all I heard was how bad it was.
My mother loved it. It did have one thing.
What's that?
Alan Rickman as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh yeah,
that's a good choice.
But he can do no wrong.
He really can't.
He was just a phenomenal bad guy.
Yeah. But in real life, the best good guy.
I loved him as the voice of God in
Metatron.
Dogma. Metatron. I can't say that without like having to stop myself from saying Megatron.
Yeah. No, that's the same guy.
It's the same thing.
That's the same guy. If when you get to heaven someday, well, none of us have to worry about it except maybe her. It's actually Megatron at the gates, not you,
Allie.
Definitely.
I was gonna say.
So the Transformers: The Last Knight makes sense because Optimus Prime is the bad guy.
He is.
Whoa.
And remember, they went to Transformer Heaven in part 2.
I don't remember that because I didn't see it.
Sam Witwicky, when he died, he went to Transformer Heaven.
Was that the one with the racist little robots?
Yep.
And the
testicles.
The wrecking ball testicles.
The one that ruined the Transformers franchise. Not that the first movie really.
Honestly, I really enjoyed the first movie.
I liked the first one and
the
third one.
I really liked the first one. Third one was really good, but made me sad.
The third one was awesome because it's my favorite thing, because at the end, Optimus Prime gave no F's. He killed everybody.
Was that the one where he got the sword and just went to town?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then Megatron asked him, what would you do without me? And he's like, let's find out. And just cuts his head off.
That's awesome.
And then Leonard Nimoy played Sentinel Prime. And he was like the good guy that turned bad because he was trying to protect them or something. Mm-hmm. And at the end, he's looking at Optimus. He's like, I did what I did because I thought I had to. And Optimus like, cool. And then just like blows his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Optimus didn't care, man.
Cause he fused with like somebody else. Was that the one where he like,
you talking about Optimus or?
Optimus. Yeah.
No, I don't think that was that one. I don't remember him fusing.
They all kind of run together.
This was the one where they left. Where the Transformers were like, all right, good luck, guys. And they pretend to leave. And then the Decepticons take over, like.
Right.
And then they come back, like, JK.
We're still here. Cause there was one where he grabbed, like, I say grabbed. He took the parts from another, like, a flying Transformer. Like, it was an older Transformer.
I think that might be
though.
Age of Extinction.
Maybe.
I never watched that one. I tapped out.
Oh, that's fair. It came on like Netflix or Hulu or something, and I finally watched it.
Was it 5 hours long? Because that might have been Age of Extinction.
Because I think it was the one with John Goodman in it.
Hey, that's definitely Age of Extinction.
Okay. I didn't know John Goodman was in a Transformers movie.
He was.
Anthony Hopkins is in the new one.
Is he?
Yeah.
What number Transformer are we on?
Five.
This is the fifth one.
Because there was the first one, which I still have to say is a good movie. It's a fun movie.
We've talked about it on the show before. It was just one of those things where I can't keep up. With, like, anytime there is more than one robot on the screen, I can't tell which one is which, and
Yeah. That movie, the Transformer series, kind of blends in with Resident Evil for me, where I don't remember what number we're up to or what the hell happened in the last one. Like, I think the newest Resident Evil, was it 6 or 7 that came out? That was the last one, quote unquote.
I have no idea.
I don't know anymore.
It's like the third last one they've made, though.
Yeah.
Cause, like, haven't they said, like, and the thrilling conclusion to the Resident Evil saga.
Yeah. This one though,
but here's the sequel.
This one's legit for real though. You want to talk about America?
So they can reboot it.
You want to talk about America, Asa? Well, who's the most American director you can think of?
That's what John Goodman looks like.
Is it Skinny
Goodman? John Goodman? No, that's just John.
No, it's him.
John Goodman,
Transformer. Apparently, he's a Transformer.
Wait, he's a Transformer?
What?
He voiced a Transformer in Age of Extinction.
I did not
he's
know
got
that.
He's got a
beard and a cigar.
He sure does, Meg.
Yeah, it was an interesting. Design choice.
Michael Bay is American.
That's what I figured you were going with.
That dude has made, I believe at this point, 742 movies. Most of them based on Hasbro this week.
Mm-hmm.
They got in that big period where they started making movies based on old cartoons, which was awesome. Cause they did Ninja Turtles, which was decent. And then they did Transformers, which was pretty good. G.I. Joe, which was an abomination, terrible. I hate that movie.
Wasn't the first one so bad that the sequel was basically they just turned it into a rock movie?
Yeah, it was. They retconned the first movie almost completely.
Did they really?
Sort of. And I heard the sequel was actually bearable.
Yeah, because Channing Tatum dies in the first like 20 minutes.
See, I watched the first one. I think it was on like a 4th of July like years ago, and I didn't hate it, but I also didn't have like, it was just an action movie. Like there was no, like it was a perfectly harmless action movie because I was, growing up, I was never into G.I. Joe's.
I think the only thing
I was more into like comic books and like that area of action
like
figures.
Spider-Man, X-Men, something.
Spider-Man, X-Men, Batman, Ninja Turtles, wrestling.
What offended me about the G.I. Joe movie was the suits. Like that was the only thing.
The Iron Man suits.
I didn't understand that. It's like, cause the point of G.I. Joe was each Joe had their own personality and their own specialties and they're a team. But in this one, it's just like, put on this suit. Now you're Iron Man.
Channing Tatum and one of the.
Marlon Wayans.
One of the Wayans.
Marlon Wayans was a Joe.
Now I know. I remember.
And then they stopped making movies based on old cartoons, and they decided to start making movies based on board games.
This is where I was hoping you were going to go with it.
Battleship!
Starring Liam Neeson!
Liam Neeson and Rihanna! There's your cast. Liam Neeson, Brooklyn Decker, and Rihanna.
I never did see that movie.
I didn't either. It was the stupidest, and it was about like aliens!
Yeah, no, it's just, it was so weird.
What part of the board game was there aliens and Rihanna?
I really don't understand why they called it Battleship.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there were battleships there.
That's true, but it had nothing to do with the board game.
It had nothing to do. No one said.
I wonder if somebody ever did say, you sank my battleship.
If they did, if I was in the theater, I would have booed and thrown my popcorn at it.
Because I never saw the movie, but if that happened in the movie, that would have made it worth it, I guess. I say made it worth it as in made it worth the title.
So did you know in this new Spider-Man movie, I know we're jumping topics here, but you just reminded me of the whole, you sank my battleship.
Mm-hmm.
In the first Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire, which is the best one still, by the way.
That's the only trilogy. Go ahead.
Best Spider-Man movies. Are we going to have this argument again?
I mean, I'm going to stick with him at the
Spider-Man
moment.
Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. I really liked Amazing first one.
I did too. I loved Amazing Spider-Man a whole lot.
But 3 did the same amount of damage to 2 that 2 did the same amount of damage to Amazing. So, anyway. But in the first
That's
one.
That's where we disagree. But we can go ahead and move
we
past
had it. We've had an entire episode of that.
Look back, folks. There's a whole episode about it.
So, in the first one, Ben Parker legitimately said, with great power comes great responsibility. All-time classic Spider-Man line, right?
Yeah.
In part 2, I guess they didn't want to do that. So, They did something similar-ish with Martin Sheen where he said something like, protect your friends or something. Because they didn't want to rehash the same line. From what I understand, Amazing Spider-Man or Spider-Man Homecoming, like Uncle Ben isn't in it at all.
No.
No, he's not.
Nor is he mentioned.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it.
Like, but if you're rebooting Spider-Man, you have to have something. I mean,
no, you don't.
But
you
Ben was such a big part of his character.
He is. But that's then the point is, like, we have gotten every single person that's going to see Spider-Man Homecoming knows about Ben Parker, and with great power comes great responsibility. I'm sure we'll get a mention about Ben Parker and the power and responsibility 27-year-old line.
27-year-old Aunt May will say your Uncle Ben your Uncle Ben, like in some rallying emotional speech. That's all you need. The prolonged, like him talking to Tony. Well, my Uncle Ben always said, we'll get that. It will be there because they have to. But boy, if I have to see him die one more time, I'm walking out of the theater. Well, it's like not Dalton talking about the Batman origin story of seeing those pearls fall on the pavement. Yeah, man. We get it.
Jeez, I didn't know that was such a hot topic.
It's so unnecessary every single time. It's like it would be like
the Punisher showing his family die every beginning of the movie, which they've done.
Yeah,
like every movie is the beginning is his family dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but they always change it just enough. Like in The Punisher from the 80s with Dolph Lundgren, who is, for my money, the most underrated actor of all time. it was just, and Ace said, you know why?
No, I don't know. That is, I legitimately have no idea why.
Jesse, do you remember?
I mean, I know the It's Always Sunny bit.
Oh,
but
you're not supposed to say that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's his,
that's right.
Big muscles, icy demeanor, and something, I don't know. But, it was just his family, and then Punisher, it was like his entire bloodline got wiped out in the beginning. And then in Warzone, it was just his family again. But I want to see Ben die again.
Yeah, I don't.
Every time.
It's the same thing with, like, and yeah, Asa mentioned it. Like, I don't need to see Batman's parents die again. I understand. They died, and that's why he's Batman. I think everybody knows that story. So they didn't, okay, no.
But does everybody, you can't say that. You can't say everybody knows Batman's parents die. What about
everybody that's going to see that movie.
What about the people that are going to see the movie? Maybe they're young and they don't know Batman and they're being taken to see Batman, maybe by parents or something who like Batman. Then they won't get that piece.
And like I said, I'm sure that we'll get something. We'll get some kind of line about Ben Parker. I'm sure we will. We just won't see Ben Parker die again.
Also, what's this I hear about you guys not liking Super Nintendo Mini?
Huh?
I've heard. I don't
like the price, but
I don't like the price. I don't like how it won't be available to anyone except for scalpers. And I think
the five richest kings of England.
I also don't think that the price, it definitely shouldn't be $80 for only having one more controller and 10 fewer games.
One of which was never released.
Yeah, except on emulator.
Well, 9 fewer games at that point, but.
Hmm.
But yeah, but no, I mean, like I said, I'm still going to get one, or I'm going to try to get one.
I would understand if it came with the actual Star Fox 2 cartridge, then yes, that should be expensive. But this is just a program.
But it's only $20 more. An extra controller was $20.
I thought the extra controller was only $10.
I don't think so. It was $15 at the minimum.
Yeah.
Which that's overpriced anyway.
Controllers back in the day.
Oh, but, yeah, but I mean, but for what these are, from what I, if I'm remembering, and maybe I'm wrong, but weren't these just kind of those cheap little, like, I mean, they're Nintendo made, so they're better quality than, like, the Retron garbage that comes out. But
yeah. These were legit Nintendo controllers.
I mean, they were the same size and everything. Yeah, like, these, Nintendo these were, OEM. Like,
okay.
Yeah, these are OEMs just with a different cord I would, piece of the end.
But I would rather have, but when you look at the list of games, most of those are single player.
That's
so
true.
I would rather have, I would way rather have 10 more games in one controller than an extra controller that I'm never going to use.
Yeah. In complete fairness, and I understand it's, you know, collector's purposes and everything, but buying the whole SNES Mini is cheaper than buying Earthbound.
I mean, if you can find it in the store.
Do you think it's going to be, do you think this is going to affect the price of the cartridge?
No. Yeah, no, because they've released it on Virtual Console. And it didn't
take
it down.
Right. I think I asked that question when they did that too.
You're not the first person to ask me that either. I've had a couple people ask me, like, do you think the card will go down? No, it never does.
Mm-hmm. Well, weirdly, whenever, Sony was doing their, whenever Sony was doing their virtual console stuff, like Final Fantasy VII, when it hit the virtual console on PS3, a copy of Final Fantasy VII on PS1 went from being like $110 to $30.
Same thing with, not Silent Hill, Parasite Eve. Yeah. When Parasite Eve went digital, the physical copy went down. But I think I think it's because it's Nintendo. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Because it's a Nintendo property that it keeps its value. Because Nintendo is notorious for keeping value, when stuff comes out.
Yeah, it is just really weird to me that happened with PlayStation. Yeah, we've had like two different virtual consoles have Earthbound available for it at this point, I think.
For $10.
Yeah. And yet the cartridge has never, like, it didn't take any hit whatsoever.
Was the cartridge, like, hard to find even originally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so maybe it just didn't sell really well is the problem.
Sold very poorly.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the only way you could buy it, you could only buy it in, like, this $100 edition. That was this big old box, and it came with a strategy guide.
And it wasn't a Square RPG. Like, people weren't familiar with it. And RPGs, you might not remember this, kids, but back in the old days, RPGs were not very popular. Like, it was a niche market.
Yeah, they were really popular with the people that
liked RPGs.
Right.
But, like, Joe Average Gamer didn't really want, he wanted no. Mario or
yeah, Joe Average
like
Gamer wanted Mario Kart and Street Fighter and, you know, Super Mario World.
Faster paced, easy to just pick up and go.
Yep.
As opposed to Japan, where RPGs were so popular even back then that, like, they let school out every time a Dragon Warrior game came out. Literally, school's canceled for Dragon Warrior.
Because they knew a lot of kids were going to skip anyway.
Yeah.
That's
I guess over
awesome.
Here, the equivalent of that would be like Halo or Call of Duty.
Yeah, but even then. there are college professors that cancel class for certain releases. Like when Skyrim came out, there were a couple of professors that canceled class.
There's only been one game that came out that I skipped class for. And I'm ashamed to say it. It was the first SmackDown versus Raw. And I still remember I was in a car with Bob and I was like, I'm not going to class on Tuesday. I'm getting SmackDown versus Raw. I'm going to play it all day. And then, to me, that is the worst wrestling game. One of the worst wrestling games I played. I hated it. And I felt so stupid for skipping class for that.
Makes you feel any better. We did that with Halo 3, me and Trevor Camp.
Halo 3 is also a bad one.
Halo 3 was still enjoyable, and the multiplayer was a lot of fun. It wasn't as good as Halo 2, which wasn't as good as Halo 1.
Allie, what games have you skipped class for?
None.
Lindsay?
None. Because I wasn't a gamer when I was in school.
Maybe it's a dude thing.
I mean, It's not. You're just bad sample. Because,
plus, where I grew up, we just got out of school for the first day of Doe and Buck.
Oh.
What system was that on?
The Nature system.
I think I played that one.
I feel like I have skipped class for a game, but I don't know which one it was. The only one I did call out of work for Grand Theft Auto V. I didn't call out of work. I requested off.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to do the midnight release, and then I wanted to play all day. So I've done that before.
Did that for Destiny. That was the last one I did that for.
I think I might have did that because that was that was when I was getting my PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I actually skipped. I'm sure I did skip because I skipped class a lot.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I was like, degrees, I might homie. As well.
I skipped class. That's right. I skipped class because a girl once. That was the dumbest one that I ever did. It was my final speech in speech class, and Vina and I had just broken up. And we had that class we didn't have the class together, but I skipped it to follow her to try to talk her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting a B in the class instead of an A because I missed that one speech. I really regret that. Not that it matters at this point.
My, I can't remember. I feel terrible because it was one of the favorite classes I took at SEMO, and I can't remember my professor's name or even the name of the class, but it was a cooking class. Like, we had, we had a lab, but the lab was literally going to, it's the building next to the library, and there's a kitchen that has, like, a bunch of different stations.
You mean the UC?
No. It's not in the UC. It's the, I can't even remember where it is anymore. Unless it's, it might be in the basement of the UC, but it's in, like, the basement of one building on campus, but it has, but there's a bunch of different kitchen stations. And, like, part of our grade was we had to, make a list of ingredients and then cook a dish, and then we had to do all the cleanup and stuff. But there was also, like, there were tests about, okay, when you cook a pasta, why don't you rinse it off? Oh, because all the effects of starches in food and stuff like that. And it was really cool.
It sounds really in-depth. Starch thickens your sauce.
And it was really in-depth, and it was really cool. And the guy who taught it, like, was passionate about it. Like, I think he had been a chef for a long time. But I love that class. But he had this really cool policy where he was just like, okay, there, I understand being a college student can be rough sometimes. So as long as you're not abusing the system, if you text me and just say, hey, I need a mental health day, you will be excused for your participation points for the day. If it's a day where you're supposed to, like, prepare something, you have to make that up, but you can make it up later on in the semester. You don't just, like, automatically lose points for not attending. And I always thought that was just the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's solid.
And because the only time I ended up using it for that was because the basement at our house had flooded. And I was like, hey, I'm going to use my mental health day because I have to move a bunch of stuff out of a basement because it flooded. He's like, oh, that's fine.
I took a mental health day once from Gaming Grounds. I think it was after I found out my dad had cancer. Mm-hmm. It's after he called me. And I just told him, I'm like, yeah, I need to take a mental health day. And I just, like, stayed home. I didn't get paid for it. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any policy. He was just like, okay, so you're just not working? Yeah. That's another great thing about America is how we treat the mentally ill. Like, far and above and beyond any other country.
Did you see the video I shared on Facebook?
No.
It was basically a video to show if we treated physical health like we treat mental health. And it was basically someone would get hurt and the person around would be like, can you just not today? Like,
oh, yeah.
Your complaining is bringing me down.
If we treat mental health like physical ailments. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you even trying to not bleed?
Have you tried to walk while they're in a wheelchair? And it's just.
To be fair, do you know if they tried?
Oh, no. Shannon, please.
I'm just trying to tie things back to America to justify a July 4th episode. Lindsay is... Oh, yeah. So here's the New Day rapping against...
The Uggos.
Oh, and who is the guy? Is that Wale?
I like Kofi's shoes.
Dalton's not listening because
he has the headphones on. I don't know. I don't know who
Dalton,
the...
Dalton, is that Wale?
Yeah, it's a rap
battle. Wale.
That's the rap battle.
Oh,
I got a guy dressed up like Abe Lincoln, sort of.
I like how the Usos are coming out with their squad of just black hoodies and hats, and then the New Day comes out looking like... I think that's Adam Rose's entrance entourage.
Yeah, that's the Rosebuds. You guys see
it's the Rosebuds, yeah.
Yeah, he's real buff.
But we'll talk more about that on Wednesday.
We will.
Because the people listening to this can't see it.
Well, hopefully they've watched this, too. Yeah, so I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. And just what's something you love about America? Allie, we'll start with you. Go. And then no one else has to go if you don't want to.
Oh. Wow. I don't like being put on the spot.
Too bad.
No.
It's my show.
That's nice. I like that you're free to have a show.
I'm not free to have a show. I pay for this show. Actually, the fans do.
I was about to say.
Thanks, fans. Come on, Allie. What's something you like? What's something you enjoy as an American? What's a freedom you enjoy having?
To be able to own land.
But you don't own any land.
I rent land.
She owns a cat.
You do own a cat.
You can't get cats in other countries. They eat them in some countries.
No.
Jesse, we'll go to you. Something you like about America. For the love of God, we got 10 minutes to fill. That's all you have to do is stall for 10 minutes.
Something I love about
America.
Stop
dropping F-bombs here in a second. This is a frustrating show.
Have we dropped any
F-bombs? No, I'm going to start dropping F-bombs. Go ahead, please.
Oh, See, I love American cuisine. In my opinion, we have some of the best food from around the world. It's... we take everybody else's food and we make it better.
In other words, we just pile cheese and grease on top of it.
Exactly.
That's I like that.
I don't know. I like our various freedoms that we mostly have still. Like the freedom of speech, the freedom to protest,
the freedom of protest, sort of. You heard about the woman that got put in jail for protesting because she laughed at it was a senator or whatever. He said something and she kind of scoffed at it. She got put in jail for that.
What?
That's not a joke. Look it up.
No, yeah, because it was for disrupting a public hearing or something ridiculous like that.
Oh, that's just silly.
It was a hard reach.
It was pretty bad, but she is in jail.
It was a far reach.
Surely she's not still in jail.
Yeah.
I kind of figured there'd be an overnight incarceration. Has she not been able to talk to a lawyer?
No, she's being held on, unless she had made bond or bail or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because it's she was immediately charged with, whatever ridiculous thing it was that she.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But I hadn't heard it. I haven't heard. I don't know. I am not current on that at all. I just remember seeing it.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it is one of those things in America now. We do have a lot of freedoms that we don't have in a lot of other places, but it's hard to feel good about living in America right now just because of
how reverse we've gone.
Yeah, 'cause, as straight white people, we have it pretty well. Women have it less well. Black people have it way less well.
Have you read about the Senate bill in Missouri?
Which one?
The one that is supposed to be in stricter abortion laws, but it could possibly make it legal for women to be fired if they have birth control.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's going through, the Congress right now.
What kind of BS is that?
It's how they word it is a employer or landlord, so they could also evict you, doesn't have to be involved with something like that if it disagrees with them, their moral,
their religious rights,
if they have a moral stance against contraception, then they can.
Yeah.
What happened to separation of church and state?
Oh, that died a long time ago.
They're working on a bill right now that would allow churches to be able to officially endorse political candidates.
They already passed that, I thought.
Sheesh.
Oh, did they?
Did they not go through? Yeah, I think Trump, that was one of the first things he rolled back the regulations on.
Well, he did, but there's a new one out.
There's a new one?
There's a new one that they were, maybe, I don't know. I'm a terrible person because I read the headline and I was just I don't want to know any more about this. So.
I don't think you're that terrible.
I don't want to keep reading because it's just going to make me angry.
And I think a lot of us have gotten to that point where you realize now that we can't stop anything that's happening. We tried. We voted. We spoke. We speak constantly on this show. And at this point, there's nothing you can really do. So why even torture yourself with some of this stuff, Why even make yourself feel worse about it?
Because it's kind of terrifying to know that I could be evicted for the fact that I don't want to have kids.
Well,
or, no, that I could be evicted because I don't want to suffer through pain.
Well, see, it's not just that either. The worst part about this, because I just looked it up, and I wanted to make sure that this was a thing before I said anything. It kind of started in February. St. Louis passed a law that made it illegal for employers and landlords to discriminate against women because of their reproductive healthcare choices.
Mm-hmm.
Then Missouri put the Missouri Senate has approved a bill that would legally allow landlords and employers to discriminate against women who are pregnant, on birth control, or have had an abortion.
Or thought about having an abortion. I thought I read somewhere. If they had considered it.
They're going full-throttle police.
While they were
Minority
pregnant,
Report.
Yeah, but I don't think, since that's, you really can't prove that necessarily.
Unless they had doctor's visits.
Yeah.
They could pull records.
Mm-hmm. But either way, those are still confidential.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
These days? Will they be for long?
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, no, it's one of those things an employer can fire a woman for getting pregnant.
Which is BS.
Which
that's
is
why
also,
there's a freaking girl that stands at the intersection of the Jackson exit onto 55, every day with a sign.
That might mm-hmm. be something else.
It's funny, you can get fired for being pregnant, but you can also get fired for having birth control, so you don't get pregnant.
Yep, it depends on the employer.
Yeah, you know what that means? Gotta follow that religious text, don't have sex.
Yeah.
But I'm married. Oh.
Or in some cases, it's for medical reasons.
Well, then you should only be having sex for procreation.
Also, why are you working? You're a woman.
Yeah, exactly, you're a woman, your job is at home.
You should be a homemaker.
Well, then someone take care of my butt so I don't have to work.
Well, unfortunately, Unfortunately, we're also broke. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What a horrible. All right. Well, there's America.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, and that's.
But there's good things. Like,
there are good things.
Ice
like
cream.
Sports.
Music.
And music. Yeah,
movies.
Music is cool. Movies are great.
I love horror films.
TV.
And I still say America makes the best scary movies. I've watched foreign horror films.
Some of them are French ones are really good.
Some of the French ones are okay. Some of the Japanese ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are terrible. What else is great about America? Help.
Yeah, like I said, it's just
Walmart.
I'm sure. Oh no.
No.
Well, cause capitalism was a great thing about America, but it's no longer actually a thing about America.
How about this? How about a country, the greatest country in the world, where a man can come from nothing, can start with just a tiny $1 million loan, and can turn that into a business venture to make billions, and eventually, with no experience and no qualifications, become president of the United States. If that is not an inspirational story to every redneck and hoodlum in the world.
All you need to do is get that $1 million loan from your dad.
If you can just get the one that, I'm effed. My dad's dead.
Yeah, exactly. The American dream is dead for you, homie.
And you.
And me.
Our dreams are dead.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Now, Allie, Lindsay, you two are okay still. Well, no, you're women. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That doesn't. You have to have
the
correct reproductive organs.
That darn X chromosome.
You can get that surgery.
We all have X chromosomes.
I kind of like being a girl, thank you.
Ooh, Nick, bullshit. All you do is complain about it.
Every now and again. And that usually involves pain.
That's fair.
Allie, what else is good about America? Please. The listeners need to hear something. About how patriotic we are. You love eagles?
I like animals.
Animals?
Yeah.
We treat animals the best in this country, right?
Ooh. Oh, except for Missouri has the most puppy mills.
Asa, please?
I did mine. Remember? Like, I did the whole list of why things are better than everyone gives it credit for. We're just glossing over that.
Yeah. Wrestling. Wrestling's good, right?
It's better in Mexico and Japan.
Oh my God!
And then, like I said,
we turned Jesse into an actual wrestling fan.
America makes the best porn. That's not true either.
No. Yeah, no. It's one of those things. Like Asa did mention earlier, with you know he went through a whole list.
I'm doing
of
this
things.
For comedy, clearly.
Yes,
it's working.
Mean, yeah, everybody's laughing, right?
Was that sarcasm?
There are things about America that are great. It's just really hard, like I said, to think about what makes America great when there's so much that's
there's some really pretty landmarks.
I suppose.
I mean, America does have a lot of good animal rescues as well.
America's got a rich history in its brief history compared to most of the world.
Yeah, we haven't been here very long. Mm-mm. It's amazing to think of how young this country really is.
Does that mean we're in our
2017
talking back
years?
Angsty teens phase finally?
No.
That's still my favorite thing every 4th of July and New Year's is Happy Birthday America 2017. Can't believe you're already 2017 years old.
Oh.
In like 2 days, that'll be a BuzzFeed list. Just like a list of Twitter users.
Allie, who found America?
Tanner.
Can you answer me who found America? Who discovered America?
You put me on the spot again.
It's a trick question. It's the people that already lived here. The ones we took America from.
The Native Americans.
That's another thing. Christopher Columbus. What an asshole.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to save that for another time, though, because we're out of time.
He wasn't even the first person here.
He wasn't. The Indians were.
I mean, even before, like... Between the Indians and Columbus.
Vikings.
The Vikings were here. Amerigo Vespucci had discovered a whole lot of America before Columbus did.
Was he before? I thought he was the one that just, like, mapped it out.
I mean,
he mapped out the coast.
Because, yeah, he came up from the south. Like, he didn't go as far north as Columbus did. But I'm pretty sure he was before. I mean, like, South America.
Oh.
It's the threequel.
Which, interestingly, not all... places on Earth teach the same globe that we do in terms of like the continents.
I think you've either told me this before or I'm now having deja vu.
He has told you before.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was fascinating when I found that out fairly recently that very few countries in the world teach the seven continent system.
Oh, I thought you meant like the map where we put America like dead center, so we split Asia in half. So like Asia's on either side. I thought you meant like, oh no, the way it's supposed to be, where everything's just kind of shifted over so it all fits.
No. No. Where they split the Pacific Ocean in half.
Yeah.
They get
five continents rather than seven.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of places do, yeah.
They just have the Americas and Eurasia.
Yep. Like, in most places, North America and South America are one continent, just the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places don't treat Antarctica as a continent at all. Then there's some places that combine Asia and Europe. Some places do keep them separate. Africa is pretty consistently just its own country.
Just continent, rather. Just tag in Australia.
And then Australia. Yeah, Australia is also continent, like.
How are you going to count Australia as a continent but not Antarctica?
Because people live in Australia.
Inhabitants.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm sure there's someone in Antarctica.
You saw the thing. There's people there.
There's scientists and penguins.
That's the best part about America, the thing. You found it. All right, we're going to get out of here. If you're listening to this anytime soon and you're still doing 4th of July stuff, be safe out there. If you're already done with 4th of July, cool. If you don't celebrate the 4th of July, sorry we wasted your time. We do have some global listeners that don't celebrate the 4th of July. Obviously.
That's true.
So, but thanks for listening anyway. We'll be back tomorrow at PWU. And I want to thank everybody for being here tonight and taking time out of their 4th of July schedules for me. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
Allie?
Yeah.